What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Tell me you're old without telling me that you're old.
Someone asks you if you remember President Nixon.
Old Cheryl Jones.
What about George
W.? I recognize the name. Do you?
Beg your pardon?
I recognize the name.
Yeah, I recognize the name. I don't know who she is, though. I think I recognize it from CNN.
A very lovely listener took time out of their day to drop off a photograph.
The lovely listener would be named Eldon.
It said to Eldon from Cheryl. This is a signed headshot from a meteorologist a while back.
Over at Channel 9.
Over at Channel 9.
A while back.
And when the person dropped it off, they said, I thought Dana would like to have this because they worked together back in the day. And when I saw the photo, I said, who dropped this off? Why did they drop this off for me? Mm-hmm. And the young man who brought it upstairs said, I don't know, he said you knew her. And I have not had the pleasure of meeting or ever working with Ms. Jones.
Trying to find out if you've ever, when you're ever going to have the pleasure.
When she started her career at Channel 9, I happened to be one.
Oh.
And when she left, I was four. I said to the boys out in the newsroom, how old do people think I am? I said, is it because I'm so wise?
No.
Is that why?
Maybe it's because you are so wise that you got such an early start that you were reading the news on a station that you never read the news for at 4 years old.
Now, I think I know people who would have worked with her. Larry Moore.
Yeah, they're called retired. Yeah.
Correct. No, I think it's sweet someone took time out of their day. I just, you know, it's a black and white because I don't think color TV existed when that photo was taken.
The photo is so old. What is on the back? Besides 1978.
It's got the weathered glue stick.
Spots.
Okay, you guys remember the amber colored hourglass shaped glue bottle that we used to do like Mod Podge and other projects with? This photo was used to stick on something with that type of glue. Remember the amber-colored glue? Had the little slit in it?
She's beautiful.
Oh, she's a beautiful woman.
A number of people on the text line remember her for one specific thing.
Okay, that's...
Do you mean two specific things?
I believe they come in pairs, yes.
One of my girlfriends said, because I sent it to all my television friends, and I said, somebody thinks I was Channel 9 in 1971.
78.
I would have been four. And yes, one of them immediately commented that she
so I'll just read here from the text line.
Was a beautiful, voluptuous woman.
Yes, she was.
The thing I remember most about Cheryl Jones is when she would look to the right, I could no longer see the state of Kansas.
Okay. You guys. God.
Okay.
And they are not alone in that sentiment.
Yeah. The text line is filling up with a lot of... there were certain areas of the map when she would do the weather
Barb said it was the Eastern Seaboard.
If she would turn to one way or the other,
I love her.
You're losing a state. You're just losing a state.
Anyway, I love it. You know, we tell people, you know, we are always thankful when people bring stuff by. It usually doesn't make its way to us because it's just the way that the building is since the pandemic. But I got a chuckle out of that.
She went on to work for CNN.
Yeah.
Had a very successful career. Maybe we'll get Larry Moore on the phone and can share some memories of Cheryl Jones.
She's beautiful. She is a beautiful woman.
She is beautiful. Yeah. So
we're going to hang her in the studio.
She was a doll and a sweet lady.
Good. How was your day?
Busy. How was yours?
I can't breathe or hear.
Now, are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
What's going on?
Who gets a cold in almost June? But I do, and it is awful. Awful.
I was in bed at
8 o'clock last night.
You go from perfectly healthy, and then within 24 hours, you sound like you've been deathly ill for a week.
But Sam, this always happens to me. It settles in my throat. I still have my tonsils, you know that. It settles in my throat, and then I wake up in the morning and it's bad. It gets better as the day goes on, and then worse toward 5, 6 o'clock. But I'm here. I'm hanging in.
You want me to call the Mackie?
Nope, I got this.
Okay.
I got this.
They caught another one down in Louisiana overnight.
Oh, and then there were six.
No, five.
Then there were five.
Five back in custody, five still on the run. The sheriff down there in whatever parish has announced that she is not, check that, I don't want to get ahead of it. She is suspending her reelection campaign.
You think?
I did hear an interview today. Of course, they've charged Sterling Williams, who doesn't work for this radio station.
A different Sterling Williams.
That's right. They have charged him in connection with helping them out. He claimed
he was the janitor.
Yeah, right. And he claimed, you know, they threatened they were going to shank me, whatever. The DA, it was the DA down in the parish where this happened. I heard an interview with him today where he said there are at least three other people we're looking at least one or two of them are going to be charged. There is no way this was a one inside person deal.
Well, because someone had to have given them the tools to cut through the pipe that they had to remove to get out.
And you got to remember, there was somebody working the floor.
And that's not like a skill saw. What would you would have to have something that cut through metal.
A grinder,
yeah. A grinder.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be very loud.
And keep in mind, somebody would have to be walking the floor. They weren't reported missing for 8 hours.
And they had the time, and it didn't make enough noise to trip anybody's senses to rip at least five cell doors open.
Okay, now let me tell you this. The janitor's lawyer is saying that authorities are mischaracterizing his client's role in what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He says that a sheriff's deputy told Mr. Williams that the toilet was overflowing and asked him to look at it. It appeared that the toilet had been intentionally clogged by inmates. And in an effort to get someone to shut off the water, Mr. Williams shut off the water because it was going to overflow. He was not acting out of fear or conspiring with the escapees.
Well,
he was, quote, merely a tool that the escapees used to further their dastardly deeds without his knowledge.
That may be what his attorney is saying. That is not what he told authorities when he confessed.
His attorney saying it was a mischaracterization of his involvement.
Well,
that could be a pretty good defense, because if you look at the images that came out of the jail cell where they had ripped the toilet away, you can clearly see things had been shoved into the toilet hole.
Did they say where the fifth inmate was found overnight?
He was in a house, because there's actually video of them, like three officers, I think it is, standing outside, guns drawn, and he just comes walking out. He gets on the ground.
An abandoned home.
It was an abandoned home?
Yep. One of them that was found in the French Quarter went live on Instagram.
Oh my gosh, he did
within
not.
Within hours of escaping. and then, of course, was found in the French Quarter the following day. Another one had a night out, we'll call it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he was found sleeping on a park bench, and it took three police officers and a bystander to wake him up.
Oh.
He'd taken something.
He tied one on.
Okay.
Yeah.
He broke out, then time went on.
Not sure how he had the money to pay for that.
Well, maybe he stole it.
The recaptured inmates, by the way, have been transferred to a, quote, secure state facility.
By the way, one of the inmates who's been recaptured has broken out of two other jails in his past.
My God.
I know. And three of the inmates who were accused of murder are still on the loose.
Okay.
And the one that has broken out before, I don't think he was ever charged or convicted, pardon me, of the previous breakouts. I think these are in rapid succession.
Two other breakouts.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows how to get out of jail.
The toilet, baby.
913-586-7798. 586-7798.
When we get back, the last time you rented a car, I want you to think about this. Did you do a safety inspection? Did you walk all the way around it? Did you look at the tires on the rental car? An Ohio woman is suing after her husband died, and she says it was an unsafe rental car.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Awkward choice of songs. Sam? A story here from the Wichita Eagle. An Ohio woman is suing after she said her husband died as a result of reckless driving and bad tires on a rental car. The federal lawsuit was filed on April 10th, so about a little over a month ago, against Avis Car Rental. McClatchy News reached out to Avis and Hutchinson Inc., which owns the rental car location, for comment, but did not hear back. The owner there was checked that her husband was driving a 2023 Dodge Charger on January 18th at the direction of his employer, Hutchinson Inc. According to the lawsuit, the car had been rented by Avis Car Rental. According to the lawsuit, the car's tires were worn with little to no tread, and the tread depth was below the legal limit, making it exceptionally dangerous to operate. This, she claims, is what led to the death of her husband, Robert. Robert was driving. This is a very confusing story. He was driving the Toyota Corolla. It was raining. The roads were wet.
Was it a Challenger or a Corolla?
Well, that's exactly my point.
When you mentioned Challenger, I immediately thought
Charger,
it was somebody.
It was a Charger.
I immediately thought, oh, somebody rented that thing and was doing donuts in it. That's why it has no tread left. But nobody's doing donuts in a Corolla.
This story from the Wichita Eagle is very confusing because originally it says he was driving a Charger. Now he's driving a Corolla.
When was the last time you rented a car?
Golly. It's been years. Probably when I went up to Nebraska one year.
The question then becomes, is it buyer beware when you get into a rental car? Certainly an Uber. I mean, do you know that your Uber driver, you know, has had the oil changed in a year or the tires aren't bald? I think most people would say they don't. So is it buyer beware with rental cars too?
So this was a collision. That's why there's two cars involved. And it was the Charger that her husband was driving. It was the Corolla that did not have the good tires on it. And it was raining, and the two cars collided, et cetera, et cetera. When I've rented a car, I don't look at the tires. What I look for is things they're going to ding me on. Is there chip paint? Is there a dent? Right. Is there some minor hail damage?
Is there a scratch?
Is there a chip on a windshield?
But really, if we're being honest, what's the most important thing you look at? Wouldn't it be the tires?
It would be the tires, of course. But nobody ever does. When was the last time you rented a car?
A few weeks ago.
Okay. Did you look at the tires?
No.
Why?
Because
looking for the things they're going to charge you.
And you assume at a rental car place, they've got maintenance work. You assume that they are keeping those cars up to snuff with whatever the regulations say. Mm-hmm. Aren't you supposed to be able to fit a penny in the, you know what I mean? In the whatever, tread of the tire?
I think there's a portion of a penny that you're supposed to be able to fit, but
if you grab a quarter and put George Washington's head hair down first into the tread.
Okay.
If you can see the top of his head, you don't have enough tread.
If you put a penny in there, you're driving a tank.
I thought it was a penny.
No.
Okay.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Jeff in KCK. Jeff, hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana. Hey, Hi. Sam. Hey, I drive rentals for Uber, and I have to take the car in every 7,000 miles to get the tires rotated, not at my cost, but at the rental company's cost. And when the place tells me they can't rotate the tires because they are too bald, the rental place just tells me to keep on driving the car, forget about the rotation. And
that's
been that way for 2 years. Yep. Been that way for 2 years.
You drive a rental for Uber. Can you explain that? What does that mean?
Yeah, well, there's several of us out there. Anytime you see a Uber with a out-of-state plate, like my car right now has New Jersey plates, it's 9 times out of 10 going to be a rental. And the program has been around for a long time. But anyway, that's my story.
I thought if you drove for Uber.
You still haven't been in my Uber. Danny, you still haven't been in my Uber.
I have not. That is accurate. But if your tires are bald, I don't know if I want to be.
Amen.
I got good tires on right now.
But I thought if you drove for Uber, you drove your own car.
No, the program, Scott, has been around, and there are two or three different rental companies that contract with Uber. So the last car I had, I drove 60,000 miles before I took it back.
I'll be done. Okay. All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right. 913-586-7798. Jonathan in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello. So I blew my head gasket, and it was in the shop for about 11 months to repair it, and then to pay for the repair, it was $5,000. So I drove rental cars for about 11 months. I switched them out every few weeks, so I probably drove, you know, over a dozen different vehicles in that year. All kinds of conditions from several of the companies. There were some that were way worse than others. Probably the worst that I had was I had a car with 8,000 miles on the odometer and the transmission went out.
8,000 miles, that's it?
8,000 miles, oh. And it I guess because, you know, these, so they tend to do newer cars for the rental cars. Yep. I guess I got to know the managers after a while, and I guess after shortly south of 100,000 miles, they sell the cars because they, you know, the maintenance becomes too much of a liability, which makes sense. But, yeah, I'm thinking that one had a defect. And the crazy part was I was on hold for an hour and a half, and they told me, well, you need to drive it to a location that's open. I'm like, the transmission went out. It must have been a computerized transmission system issue. And I'm like, I can't get it into drive fast enough to get to the rental location. Like, you're going to have to pull it from where it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, we can't get it overnight. You just need to sit in the car overnight in the inner city. I'm like, do you have no idea, like, how dangerous that is in the inner city where the car was stuck?
Jonathan, thank you for the call. The other thing that we all need to be mindful of when it comes to rental cars is that those cars have not been taken care of to the extent that you would take care of your own personal car.
It's just like a rental property.
If you are going to speed, grind the gears, you know,
smoke some weed,
whatever it is that you do that you shouldn't be doing in a car, are you not more likely to do that in a rental car than your own car? Drive more hazardously, more recklessly, because it's not yours. And so then I think when you rent one, you have to know that you're getting a car that has probably not been loved. This is why I've never purchased a rental car. You know, when they get older, they will sell them.
Sure.
And I've never purchased a rental car. I know people who have, because I think you're buying something that maybe, 1,000 people have driven and could not care less about.
If you want to do things wrong, you do them in a rental car.
Correct.
That's not my weed. This is a rental car.
I mean, nobody's ever gotten a rental car that reeked of weed.
Ever.
Not once. Wait, once.
Shannon in Leavenworth. Hello, Shannon.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I was visiting my brother in Florida a couple years ago. He lives down near Fort Lauderdale. And so I rented a car to drive from him up to my mom to visit her, and she's up near Tampa. And so I get the rental car. I get on this, I think it's called the Sun Pass Highway or whatever. It's their version of the interstate. It starts to just barely rain, you know, so I guess they had a dry spell there. It starts to rain. I'm driving maybe 2 to 3 miles over the speed limit. And all of a sudden, I just start fishtailing all over. Thank God the semi behind me saw me start to fishtail, slow down, kind of block traffic, and I'm just spinning and crashing into the guardrail. So anyway, thank God it rolled off. I didn't get hit by another car. Nobody else got hit. But when the sheriff came, the State Highway Patrol came, then the sheriff came, and then my brother came to pick me up. And by the grace of God, I wasn't hurt. But they said the tires were nearly bald, and the airbag didn't go off.
I
spun like four. My mom was actually on the phone in my earbud. I had one earbud in my ear. And she could hear every crash that I did. And in any other situation, I would imagine that your driver's side airbag would go off, but it did not. And so, anyway, apparently where it's hot, if they don't get a lot of rain for a while, and then it does rain even a little, it's like oil. It brings up the oils on the road.
Yep.
So not if the tires were good, it might not have prevented that anyway, but at least the airbag should have went off.
Shannon, did you tell them all these things?
Oh, yeah. 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 But, you know, my insurance paid for most of it, and the rental company sent me a bill for like $1,500, and I said, I'm not paying this.
No.
And so, yeah.
Shannon, what was that clicking in the background for about 2 minutes?
She was signaling her intentions.
I was signaling my intentions, not my turn signal.
Yes. Thank you for using it, Shannon.
Okay, because
so few people do.
Shannon, we appreciate you using the turn signal. Sam screamed in my ear, is she ever going to turn?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
You know, anyway, that's my story. Not that you can overly check the airbag, but
Well, they should have gone off. And the fact that they billed you as a joke, I would have said, I'm sorry, you owe me about 10 grand for my pain and suffering.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man,
who just called? I'm going to give him attention for 20 seconds. I have one quick comment, and then we're moving on to the call.
Well, he said his name was Clay. I did not ask what his last name was.
Last name is Chastain.
He immediately started discussing the need for light rail in Kansas City.
We have light rail.
We have it. You won.
I quickly
you won.
Figured out what his last name was. He said that we needed out to the airport and out east to the zoo.
Well, and that's probably going to happen someday.
Welcome back to town, Clay.
Connecting KCK. Clay is back.
Clay, God love you, brother. You got what you wanted.
Yes.
We've got light rail in Kansas City.
For the betterment of this town.
Despite your efforts.
But not enough light rail.
My God, the man.
No matter your mode of transportation, please be on the lookout. Overland Park Police are asking for the media's help to get this out. Kansas authorities cannot find, and they are trying, a missing 81-year-old woman. Mm. There's been a silver alert issued. They have found her car abandoned. They do not know where she is. The search for a missing 81-year-old out of Overland Park continues after Kansas law enforcement found her unoccupied vehicle Tuesday. Now listen closely to the cities we're about to tell you about here because she is all over the map.
Okay.
A silver alert was issued for Jerry McConnell on Saturday, May 17th, last Saturday. She is considered at risk. She was seen on May 14th in Harrisonville, Missouri, and it is believed she was trying to get home to Overland Park from Harrisonville. Okay. However, police say for some reason there was also evidence that she was in Severy, Kansas in between Harrisonville and trying to get back home. We looked Severy, Kansas up on a map.
Small town.
Where?
So if you drew a line straight south of Emporia and a line straight east of Wichita, where those two lines intersect would be Severy, Kansas.
So the Cowley County Sheriff's Office, which is located in far south central Kansas, alerted Overland Park that they found her car last night. She was not inside.
In Severy.
She was not inside. It just says Cowley County. I assume that's Severy. She was in Harrisonville, ended up in Severy, trying to get to Overland Park. And those three towns.
I mean, it is a very small town.
Well, if she is lost and wandering, thank God she's in a town that small, because you would think the odds would be better.
Yeah, you're right.
That somebody would see her and say, do you need help?
I'm trying to think of a town around Severy that you may have heard of.
But it's nowhere near Harrisonville.
Oh, God, no. I'm trying to see where the connection is between the two.
There would be none. You know, she probably got lost, got on a highway, and went the wrong direction. So,
clearly.
81 years old.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout.
All right. Let's go to Bob in Kansas City. Bob, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to touch on the car rental situation. I used to work for a car rental at the airport, and the airport locations have like a certified warranty shop to work on cars that if something were to go wrong with them, we were certified to do the warranty repairs on those vehicles. Okay. And like we would supply vehicles to an agency location, which would be like downtown Kansas City or Overland Park. Now, there were independent locations, which I believe Hutchinson run, and that's called a licensee. And we would occasionally get those in at the airport. And those vehicles would have upwards of 100,000 miles, be in the worst shape, have cigarette burns. So the licensee locations aren't necessarily keep their cars in the same shape that the ones here at the airport and the agency locations do.
Bob, thank you for the call. The other thing I don't know about this lawsuit, Scott, is that the tires were bald. They were not legal. They were so stripped, they were not legal, is what the lawsuit says. However, another man driving in a reckless manner slammed into the victim's car, I believe near head on. Okay? So were the tires bald? Let's just say yes. Let's say the tires were completely bald. If someone is flying at you, driving in a reckless manner, crosses over the center lane and smashes into you, this is going to come up at trial. What they might say is, look, yeah, the tires were bad. That's not why he died. He died because this guy wasn't paying attention, was driving 80 miles an hour and slammed into him head on. Would bald tires have prevented that?
You mean would normal tires have prevented that?
Yes. Would normal tires have prevented that? And the answer is possible.
It's possible. I mean, you have to keep in mind the roads were wet.
Yep.
The tires were bald. You're hydroplaning at that point.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Go ahead, Sam.
They will try to find something to ding you on. I have never rented a rental car, but I have been in the process of renting many a large vehicle needed to move large things from a company that you may know of.
Uh-huh.
Does it start with you and end with all?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And every single time, I mean, I've probably rented 50 different trucks or trailers from them over my working career. And every single time we go around and take a picture of every single ding. Because if you don't, when you bring it back, they will say, hey, we have no evidence this was there before, and they'll charge you.
Huh. You've never rented a car before?
I have not.
Wow.
We had a really good experience down in Florida with National Rental Car, and I will give them all the props in the world. We lost a watch. I told you about this.
Mm-hmm.
They found it. They shipped it back. So I love National. Sing their praises. However, the last time I had to rent a car here because someone smashed into my car, there is a newer, I had never heard of it. If you drive a Tesla, there is a rental car company now called Resla.
Excuse me?
Resla.
Okay.
Do they
only rent you Teslas?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They bring the car to you. You drive it for as long as you need it. It's $40 a day. There's no fees. And, you know, those are just gigantic.
You just said it was $40 a day.
There's no extra additional fees.
Oh.
There's obviously you don't have to gas it back up. Like, you just dump it wherever you want to dump it when you're done. Wherever you want to dump it. I mean, probably not in a field. And then they send someone to go get it.
What?
Scott, I will never, rent from anyone else.
First of all, why would you dump it anywhere? I mean, wouldn't you just take it back?
Well, because like in my case, I had to go back to the dealership to get my car fixed. You don't have to physically take it back to like an airport, like Alamo rental car. You would have to go back to the airport and drop it. Theoretically, when you're doing this, you just leave it where it is.
Huh.
Because they have the remote access. You take a, I took a picture of it, said, here's where it is, but they know
wait,
that.
Wait. Do they send somebody out to pick it up?
Yeah.
Or do they have it drive itself back?
You could probably do either. Or you could tell someone else, there's a Wrestler ready to pick up where Dana dumped hers. I mean,
I'll be gone.
Like, not that it takes a ton of time to take the rental car back to the airport and gas up, I suppose it does. But it's kind of nice to just dump it where you want to dump it.
It's like a bird scooter for cars.
It is exactly a bird scooter for cars, Sam.
Ray and KCK, you get the last word. Hello, Ray.
Yeah, I just wanted to come to the defense of some car rental companies.
Okay.
I actually work for one out of the airport, and I deliver cars to the satellite locations. And I will guarantee you that any car that comes back and is returned, when it is cleaned and refueled, all of our agents have tire testers.
Good.
That test the tread depth of that tire, and if it is not up to par, that car is pulled off and new tires put on it.
Good to hear. All right, man. Ray, thank you very much. From the text line, Scott and Dana, you guys cannot be serious. What Kansas City has is 100% not light rail. It is a streetcar. It's a nice little start, but we need true light rail from the Truman Sports Complex, etc., to the airport.
Can we just be happy with what I'm happy with what we have.
I understand that what you're saying, that there is a difference, and you're right, between a streetcar and light rail. This town is addicted to its cars. Light rail is never going to work. The streetcar might. It'll get people from Union Station up to the T-Mobile Center, up to River Market. The streetcar is going to work. Light rail will not. Nobody is going to park their car and take the light rail into downtown. It's just not going to happen. We are addicted to our cars.
And we have plenty of parking downtown.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So we were just talking about Tesla. According to this story from futurism.com, the Tesla Cybertrucks lose their value insanely fast when you drive it off the lot.
Oh, of course.
Sam, you said this to me on the phone earlier today, and I didn't believe you. You said a Cybertruck cost $100,000.
Oh, it's north of that.
The base price is $100,000. If you want some extra bells and whistles, and yes, you can get extra bells and whistles on a Cybertruck, you're looking at $120,000, $130,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're not my cup of tea.
Is Tesla a client? They're not a client, right?
I think we would know if they were.
Okay.
Somebody would be reading for them.
The Cybertruck is the ugliest car I've ever seen in my life.
It does look like a dumpster with a windshield.
It really does. Why would any, with respect to Tesla and our good friends who used to work there, why would anybody buy the Cybertruck? It's gross.
And
this is not a political statement. I thought this long before he got into politics.
They're not my cup of tea, but I know people who have them. They absolutely love them.
Why?
I don't know.
The torque is insane.
Why did people love the Hummer? Remember the Hummer?
Well,
that was about the dumbest. Kansas, I would drive by those people and go, you know, you live in Kansas.
If I could drive a Hummer H2 every day, or an H1 for that matter.
For what purpose? It's flat here, Sam.
Because it's blank and awesome?
No, the Hummer is, I'm with Dane on that one. I could never understand the Hummer. It was an offshoot from the Persian Gulf War Jeeps back in the day. I never understood why people drove.
Have you ever ridden in one?
No, I have not.
I have. They're very boxy. They're enormous.
They are phenomenally comfortable and awesome to drive.
Tell me you're overcompensating without telling me you're overcompensating.
All right.
No, I'm being serious. If you need a Jeep that big, and I use Jeep in air quotes, of course, or you need the Tesla Cybertruck, there's something missing in your life.
No, or with the Tesla Cybertruck, it's because you just can. I think, if memory serves, Salvador Perez was the first one to have one in Kansas City.
There's a Chiefs player that drives one.
Yeah.
Okay, then I take it back.
I love them.
I don't want to get beat up.
I don't have the money for one, but I love them.
I just can't believe that you pay $100,000 for the Cybertruck and it is one of the ugliest cars I've ever seen in my life.
And you have to remember, there was an era before the CEO got into politics where, you know, driving a vehicle made by that company was a, you know, rite of passage for people who wanted to save the world.
I just like the car. It had nothing to do with politics.
According to this report, this is from the Pivot podcast, Jordan Hudson apparently sought content approval and partial ownership of the UNC Hard Knocks series.
She demanded dailies every single day. She demanded the final decision for each production.
Who does this woman think she is?
She's a woman who's never been told no before. And I would say that about any athlete. You know, she's not an athlete, obviously, but she's been so, what's the word I'm looking? Well, I'll just say what I'm thinking. She's so beautiful, nobody's ever told her no. And so she's gotten used to always hearing yes. And so I want ownership of this Hard Knocks series. I'm 24 years old. I want content control, and you're not going to tell me no.
They did tell her no, actually.
I know.
She blew up the entire deal. And the school lost money for it.
If you were an alum, you would be so mad. You would be so mad if you were an alum.
This story from NBC Sports refers to her as Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, handler, publicist, idea mill, creative muse.
Okay.
All in one sentence.
How many commas can we work in there?
That's all right.
There's slashes. Girlfriend slash handler slash publicist. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good work if you can get it.
The tush push has been approved.
So we can do it?
The Eagles can do it. Any other team can do it. Yes, the tush push did survive.
I did not think it would.
I'm trying to see. I have the story somewhere in my stack. I don't remember what the vote was, but it went to a vote today, and the tush push
remains.
That is correct.
Okay. A common ingredient in energy drinks apparently fuels leukemia growth, according to a new study. It was published in the journal Nature. Don't act like you don't subscribe.
I have it on my desk.
Researchers learned that taurine is a key regulator of myeloid cancers, including leukemia. Taurine is a non-essential amino acid that is found naturally in bone marrow, brain, heart, and muscles. Meat, fish, and eggs all naturally contain taurine. Taurine is also a key ingredient in some energy drinks and protein powders, which are often consumed by cancer patients. Researchers learned that taurine is produced by the tissue inside bones where myeloid cancers begin. Leukemia cells cannot make taurine, so they rely on a taurine transporter to grab taurine from the bone marrow environment and deliver it to cancer cells. Scientists at the University of Rochester discovered that as leukemia cells consume taurine, it feeds cancer growth. Mm. They're not suggesting taurine causes cancer. They are saying that once you have it,
it expands it.
It fuels cancer's growth.
Yeah, it's all the other chemicals in energy drinks that cause the cancer.
Right. Yes, Sam.
Not the touché. Taurine.
Is there anything in an energy drink that is healthy?
I mean, there's water in there.
Other than that, is there anything in an energy drink that
you're
is healthy?
You're just saying you don't have to avoid taurine, but you should consume energy drinks.
Well, if you have leukemia, you should.
In moderation.
Telephone number.
I used to drink 3 monsters a day.
Oh, Sam.
3?
I have not had an energy drink in as long as I can remember.
913-586-7798. We got the news coming up in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.